everybody.
Hi.
This is
episode. You're trying to be right.
Yeah, I was talking to Terry.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, Ryan's here.
Hello, I didn't see you there.
Ryan's here in the back. Got a new setup going. Gonna try
put
it
him
out.
In the corner.
Yeah, we put him in the very back corner. Yeah, he'll be all right though.
Go kill yourself.
Yeah, I don't know how well that picked up, but
go okay. Kill yourself. Is that better? All
right.
Sorry, I was looking
Thank
at the
you.
Computer screen.
It's okay. Ryan is now our official weatherman.
Yes.
We put him by the window. How's the weather outside, Ryan?
Warm.
Hot.
It looks pretty fucking hot outside.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
It was pretty hot.
It was hot. I have no air conditioner.
Yeah.
So it's always hot, even in the winter.
Ryan is his own furnace.
I am. I'm like, okay. As Jarrell put it, you're warm like a candle.
All right, so...
95.
This is episode 19.
We're almost to 20.
Of the cast. That's true. We're like 15 away from getting to 20.
I'm glad I'm getting my money's worth.
Yeah, this is true. Terry was so kind enough to recommend that intro for us. We put so many intros out that I keep forgetting to mention it and like talk about where it's from. That one is from Mega Man.
Mega Man 2.
Mega Man 2.
As played by that guy on YouTube.
That could have been the cat.
I bet it was.
It scared me a little.
Yeah.
There's demons outside.
I'm over here in the corner and I hear smacking sounds. It scares me a little bit.
And my cat like ran into my door.
Hey guys, what are you doing?
Hey dog, what are you doing? I don't have smart cats. So, other than it being hot today, how's
everybody's world?
Thought we had all the yawns out.
Yeah, sorry, I'm tired.
We do that before we start.
I've been up since 3 a.m.
It was very unprofessional.
I know. I fucked up.
I feel bad about that.
I'm gonna go home. Wait.
Done.
You two get the fuck out.
So, yeah, other than that, Ryan, how was your day at work?
It was nice. It was long, boring. There was nothing going
on.
That
doesn't sound nice.
I think 5 people called, and I sat there and played addicting games all day. So how could you argue with getting paid for that?
True. This reminds me of my old job.
Yeah, I got you. Who got you that job?
You, Ryan.
Yeah, what happened? What happened?
A week later, you got fired.
Yeah, bitch.
our plan was to carpool, and
yeah,
that didn't work out.
I think we've talked about this all the time.
We talked about it before, yeah. Every single time I talk about my old job, if Ryan's in the room, he goes, who got you that job? Which leads to, and what happened?
Well, I have to just make sure everybody knows.
Yeah, so...
I want that job. I want that office job where I just sit around and fuck around on the internet all day.
God, it's amazing.
It's not as common, but office job alone is pretty nice.
It is.
Because you just kind of sit down and
sit.
Do work if you have it.
Do work.
And then if you don't, then if you're in a secure place, just fuck around.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, I want to get really good at origami. Because then I won't be, like, tempted to go on the internet, and I'll just make, like, weird shit. And I'll be that creepy guy that everybody walks by in a cubicle that has, like, a shitload of origami figures all over the place.
He's giving people little paper roses. That's for you.
Yeah, just, like, throwing ninja stars across the room with notes on them. Where do you want to go for lunch?
Oh my
so,
God.
Ryan.
What's up?
What, I see you have a few stories open.
I do.
Or stuff
kinda,
to talk about.
Crap. I'm just kind of gazing around. Well, I found these things. I was flying home from Chicago. That one time, and there's nothing to do. I had already read my Xbox magazine twice. And so I opened up the Sky Mall, and I found these glasses. I'm sure they've been around for a while, but they remind me of that, the Virtual Boy. Do you remember the Virtual Boy?
The big one.
That you, like, you have to make sure your head was securely strapped to something else before you put it on.
Yeah.
Because you'll fall face first if you actually start walking. But I found, like, a sleeker version, but it's not a gaming system. It's a 50-inch TV. But it's a pair of glasses that probably look about an inch thick. Let me see if it says. No, they're just really small. They're like the size of 2 fingers.
2 fingers?
Yeah, they're super small, but it's a 50 screen. Yeah, I know, everybody's doing the same
little,
thing.
Little
make that motion everybody makes when they're about to shoot a gun, you know, an imaginary gun at somebody.
And then put
them on your face. Yeah, there
just
you
cover
go.
Cover your eyes with two fingers.
That's what it is. But
you could be the Reading Rainbow guy.
It says it's
Star Trek.
It's compatible with the Xbox, the PlayStation. It's a 50-inch HD TV.
Probably cost a butt in the lake.
$200.
What? Yeah. What? Really?
Yeah, $200.
You should buy that.
I should buy that.
Well, see, the thing is that that's still pretty expensive because that's a solo experience.
Yeah, and...
You can't share that with someone
and
else, like a TV.
If you plug your Xbox into that and you go to move...
That would be funny.
Are you sleep with those on by accident? You're going to get strangled. Sure enough,
or
you're
going to like burn something onto your eyeballs overnight.
Imagine playing any first-person thing with those on.
You'd want to look.
You're
like right.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I guess that'd be the only time I'd want a Wii. So I could have the controller just be running around. Find a way to wirelessly hook up my Xbox to it and just run around shooting people in my
There was this one story a long time ago where this guy, modified a projector system, batteries, and I want to say it was an Xbox. It could have been a PlayStation, but either way, it was a console system, and he would just walk around. It was somewhere in Europe.
On his, like, back?
Yeah, it was a backpack that had all the stuff
in there.
It had a projector, like, over his shoulder or something, or on the front of him. Again, forgot the thing, but he would project what he was playing on walls as he was walking around. And, like, he would go to parties and stuff like that, and he would just, like, put stuff on the walls and just, like, dance around with his big-ass, like, contraption on him.
It's all fun and games until it rains.
Yeah, and then he would, like, I don't know. It looked pretty cool. It was a fun video to watch. If anybody knows what I'm talking about, then...
Google it yourself.
Google Projector Man. See what you find.
His name is Projector Man.
Yeah. So, guess we're going to play a little bit of Transformers.
Is that today? Or is that later? That's a whole different thing,
isn't
it?
It's later. Yeah, we're going to do it later.
We're going to do Transformers and Blur, or just Transformers?
Depends.
Blur's kind of old. It's like a month old.
Yeah, but Transformers is kind of old, too.
It's like... 2-3 weeks old.
Yeah.
It's not that old.
People have played it and gone past.
I have not.
Played it and gone past.
I haven't played it at all. But here are good things.
It is good. It is not a movie game, which is good.
Yeah, it's not based off a movie because it's War of Cybertron or something.
It's based off Transformers. Just the,
that's
good.
Ash,
just
the beginning.
Transformers game.
This is how it all started.
Good.
It's funny, that was the opposite of the way Prince of Persia ended up.
Superb.
It was a movie based off of a game, and then the game that was based off of the movie sucked ass.
Wait, they made a game based off the movie?
Yeah. The main character looks like Jake.
Well,
no.
It wasn't based off the movie. It was its own thing. But they did change the character to look
right.
like Jake. Then they put it out because they wanted it to sell with the movie.
With the movie, right.
But it wasn't based on the movie.
That's
I heard it was okay. It is a Prince of Persia game.
I heard the puzzle aspects were like a lot of fun. Like,
yeah.
Like,
because I guess you control
water.
And,
make the water solid,
yeah.
And then you have to make it liquid
make
to
it liquid
jump through.
Right after, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some Lego Prince of Persia. Let's make my own damn game.
Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia. That's just never going to die.
It's not.
Israel has made his own internet meme. Prince of Persia.
I still need to meet this kid.
Yeah, well, he was supposed to show up Monday, and then he called in sick. And then you were like, I'm going to...
Monday?
Sound.
I was
going to
come here yesterday.
You call in sick.
I asked about Monday, and you were going to call me, and then it never happened.
What did I do Monday? Oh, I did that thing people do. I slept.
Yeah, that's what it was. You were too tired.
I was hella tired. Well, I had to wake up at 4:45.
P.M.
A.M. No, I had to wake up at...
I'm Brad.
You
want to
die?
Skateboard.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Again, if nobody has seen that skit yet from Derek Comedy,
well, shut the bed. That's what I think of every time.
What was his name? What was his actual name?
His actual name?
Well,
the name of the video.
It was Jerry. Jerry's
yes, it was
that was
Jerry.
The original name.
Yeah.
And then he comes back
comes
as Brian.
Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look up Derek Comedy, Derrick Comedy, and then look for their video called Jerry. And you will not be...
And you will shit the bed.
You will shit the bed. It's good stuff.
I do not recommend you watch it in your bed, or you will actually shit the bed.
I recommend if you have a laptop, take it to the bathroom when you're watching there.
But do not watch this on anybody's bed.
Do not
or couch,
this.
Even. Preferably a wooden chair.
Toilet is probably the only place you should watch this.
Maybe a bathroom, a bathtub.
If you're prone to shitting.
And or diaper.
I would not watch this.
Especially from laughter.
Yeah, if you're prone to shitting from laughter.
Then you already have a problem. And you should not watch
this. You should consult your doctor before seeing this video. I recently came out with a Ryan is watching that video him. Now.
With no sound, and it's still so funny. Sorry, go on.
Anyways, I just recently made a new video when I was following my buddy around on Modern Warfare 2, and he decided that he was just going to try to annoy people as much as possible.
Did it work?
Oh, yeah.
It worked
very well. You still haven't seen it. Well, you've seen it, but you haven't heard it.
Right? I kept skipping. I wanted to see some gameplay. Yeah, like, there was like no gameplay. I was like, what the hell?
It's not a gameplay video.
The title.
I did not read
it. It was called...
I got a new video out, and I was like, oh. Okay. Dwight usually puts out some pretty legit shit, and I watched, and I was like, this is not legit. But it had no sound. I was just expecting to see some sweet kills.
Yeah, no. It was my friend. He was trying his best to annoy as many people as possible.
It's always fun.
Yeah, and so... We started playing again. We went into a lobby with six friends, and of course they'd match you up with, you know, another clan or some other group of six people, and we were fighting against this clan called Bufu. B-U-F-U. And immediately my buddy, I think his name is Noah. I don't know his real name. I met him on Xbox Live through George.
You guys are buddies?
Yeah, we call him Cliffical because that's his name. I guess... Game.
It's like KW.
Yeah.
FGH.
Yeah, it's a bunch of weird letters. But anyways, his name is Noah. It's Noah Mills, I think. I found him on Facebook. Anyways, he immediately just goes, Hey, what does Bufu mean? And then no one answered, so he decided that he was just going to start breaking people's names down. Like, because, you know... People on Xbox Live, they have their names as like X, capital X, and then it's like two letters and then a number and three more letters and a number.
Speak and all that.
Yeah, all that leet speak stuff.
Computer hacker speak.
Yeah, computer hacks typing. And so he pronounces it that way. He goes, hey, X, capital X, L, 3, get it, 3, demon. Or 3mon or something like that. It's really funny. I'll put a link in the link bucket. You guys gotta watch it out. Watch out for this.
Well, it'll get you in your sleep.
Yeah, it'll stab you.
Screw the boogeyman. Call of Duty's under your bed.
It doesn't give a fuck. So,
do that.
Starting to space these things out about a week apart from each other.
The cast? Or
the cast. Yeah. They've been going about one a week, and then, like, more than likely tomorrow I'll put out another one, because that's what happened last week. Like, I didn't have one for so long, and then I made one, and then the next morning at, like, 10 in the morning, Jose and Whitey are like, let's do a podcast!
Let's do one.
And so I did.
If you ever need one, you always have this.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they're both on weird work schedules.
Oh.
It's hard getting a hold of Jose.
It is weird. Jose's on at like 4 a.m. playing Call of Duty, and then he's gone for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know where I was. I can't segue.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Speaking of Call of Duty, there's a segue for you.
All right.
Do I need new maps to play online?
No.
You don't need them, but
yet?
You don't
know. You don't want them anyway.
They suck?
Yeah. Well, for I guess for newcomers, they do.
See, I don't want to pay for it. And I just bought all the Halo maps.
They're 15 bucks.
Yeah, I just
per
bought
map pack.
I just bought.
So you'd
all
be paying
three.
Another 30 just for the map packs on the Duty 2 ones.
No, that shit.
Yeah, I didn't buy the second one, but I bought the first one just because I figured they were going to be like far apart from each other. But then, like a week later, Infinity Ward's like, "Hey guys, remember these maps? Oh, and then there's three more, and they all
you
suck."
Make us more money.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
So I have a creepy thing. I was just on YouTube a second ago, and I looked at Sky Mall, like, before we started talking, and the link for Sky Mall came up. I have never seen a link for Sky Mall on YouTube. How does the internet know what I'm looking at? Like, at work?
Cookies.
Like, at work, like, all the time, I looked at TVs for a while, and so now it just shows me, like, who's selling TVs.
Cookies. Right. Delete your cookies, and that will not happen.
God, scare me to death. Like,
yeah, Sam's computer, everything that we pop up is about boobs.
Yeah, well...
No, I don't know if that's true, but that'd be funny, right?
Probably pretty likely.
But
I don't delete anything.
If you're listening, we love you.
I keep it for convenience. So, you know, it automatically fills stuff in for you. I do that for convenience. Because I usually go to the same site.
Google
sites.
Just does that now anyway. So.
Yeah, Google does it. And Firefox, when you put in links and stuff, like, if I just want to go to this to Facebook, I hit F, and I hit down, and I'm Facebook.
I have bookmarks.
I don't do bookmarks. I do bookmarks.
I do a ton of bookmarks.
And I have the ones that are just on my bar. Like, not even, yeah.
I have a lot of bookmarks.
And then Facebook, I don't have bookmarks, because I just hit F on the thing, push down, push enter, and I'm there.
Too much going on.
Or I can just type in a
Ryan
word.
Ryan doesn't understand.
No, I
do like how I can just type in a word that might be in the link. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like YouTube videos. That's how I search some of my history.
Yeah.
I just like, boobs exploding, and I'm like, oh, that's that video I watched.
There it is.
I want to see that. Well, I use code all the time at work. It drives me crazy.
Code?
Yeah, because we use like this old, looks like DOS.
Nice.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's very high tech.
Yeah. Well, it's not. It's the home office.
Oh.
We finally went to an internet-based, we have an internet-based system.
Interbait.
We have an interweb-based system. But it's that DOS one, and it's live, which is cool, because it, like, you know, updates immediately. But our
That's
other
our
one,
cloud system.
The other one, we have to wait a week or two for it to update.
Wow.
Yeah, it sucked. We like
slow clouds.
And if you missed the update, it would close it. Like, you couldn't open it back up until you got the update. But now we have the client 360. It's all super intense.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Over
yeah.
there. You guys play a 360.
It evolves. Yeah, it updates right away. When one thing gets out of one system and into the other, it's instant.
Right there.
Yeah, well, because the first one's pending. It's what I do. I work with, you know, things that aren't sold yet, but they're, you know, in between.
They're about to be.
Yeah, the people in Illinois are working on it, and I just check up on it, make sure everything's going good.
Just call and be like, hey guys.
No, I just look on the computer. I don't like talking
to guys.
Can
you do something for me?
Guys, I have a favor to ask you. I just need you to look this up.
Okay,
I just need you to look this up.
Could
you just look this up for me?
Just do it! Excuse me, I think I just ruined the levels. Blew the mic.
You always do.
You're fine.
There's a little peak right there.
Okay. Alright. Ryan has his own mic now. And
that's
he's
why
already,
he's in his corner.
Yeah, he's in the corner. He that is why. What?
I'm just waiting for what you're going to say.
Oh. He just started staring at us like he was going to say something or he was constipated. Or just realized that he was constipated.
And I was going to say something about that.
Uh-oh.
Just out of nowhere. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, the schedules.
I brought this notepad out to mark times on when we talk about stuff that I want to put links to, and I've already missed a
few
things.
This happened on the other test, but not this.
Yeah,
that's what I don't like about felt pens. They die out so quick.
No, I was holding it like that.
Oh. Well, don't.
This one hasn't died out on me at all. I've never had a problem with it. Not yet.
I need to get more of those.
Yeah.
But anyway... Hey, segue into something else.
Segue.
So Chicago Browns.
Chicago Browns. My dad was on the Chicago Browns.
Blue cheese.
Blue cheese. Okay, go ahead. What was your segue?
I was just saying we're not doing anything right now.
Oh, I got a new Xbox.
You did?
I didn't mention that in the last podcast because I just got it.
The drought is over.
The drought is over. I got a,
We can stop hearing you, bitch.
Yeah. I was crying to myself.
I didn't like being here.
There was a... My old one, it was an old one. Old chip, fracture, everything.
Right.
That's why it died. And, this new one is a Jasper chip. Brand new arcade. I do have a hard drive for it, but, the case alone is from an arcade. And it looks awesome because it doesn't have the chrome across the CD drive. It's all white. The whole thing is white. And my hard drive stuck out like a sore thumb because it was just all gray. So I decided today, when me and Terry were coming back to my place, we stopped at Orchard Supply and picked up some white spray paint and painter's tape. And
I suggested he go blue.
He did.
He did not go for blue.
I did not.
So let it be known that I tried, and Dwight's a stingy motherfucker.
I'm glad I didn't go with blue, though, because the white looks awesome. I just painted
the
top part
sick.
Of it, and it looks like it came that way. And
Made me want to cry.
Happy. Yeah.
Let's paint mine blue, Terry.
What?
Let's paint mine blue.
Okay.
Let's paint mine red.
We can do that.
No, let's
if
get like
you'd
a.
Be willing to open it.
What do you mean open it?
You have to open it.
You have to open it up to paint it, or else all the paint's gonna get all over the inside.
That makes sense.
You're gonna paint all over your heat sinks.
I don't like it.
Then you'll have a new hole, a new error.
We should just paint three rings on the top. Like, just like get a like a decal of the three rings on the top of the box.
I would say never forget.
You should have like
how many of my friends have died to make you happy.
Never forget how many
little marks on it.
My computer just.
They should have their own Vietnam Wall.
Yeah. They have every serial number, every product number.
Hard and like in the center is just a big statue of an old 360 with three red rings. Looking.
Hard drives go to visit and cry.
That lights up.
I'd go for that.
Let's do it, man.
I've never had one die on me, but for all the people that did.
I know.
I've had two die on me.
My brother's had his die three times.
I think mine is a Jasper chip.
Hello,
yeah,
hello,
you got yours pretty recently, didn't you?
Wait, how do you know when it's a new chip?
Oh, no.
Two, 3 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've had yours for a while.
How do you know it's a different kind of chip? Like, how would you know?
Manufacture date.
I just say...
If you got yours
got
more than 2 years
recently,
ago, then no. Because it was... the
more
Jasper
than
chips.
Ago?
I think it was about a year ago. So, I want to say January of 2009.
I think I have a pretty new one, because it has the HDMI built in and everything.
Yeah, but so did my old one, and it was still old,
too.
Yeah,
shut your
no
filthy
idea.
Whore mouth.
And I don't know where the warranty stuff is, so if something does happen, then I'm out of luck.
You could always send it into Microsoft or pay $120 or something
for an arcade,
for a brand new arcade.
Yeah, I just do that.
Or used one, rather. Sorry, used.
Same deal.
It'd be less for used, I think.
Yeah,
no,
probably now.
Yeah.
Well, no, a new one's $150 still.
No, they dropped it.
I thought they dropped it down to $149.
What was it before?
The arcade
$160
was $160?
Yeah, the arcade.
Arcade was...
I think the arcade was $200.
That's why I'm here.
I know they all
arcade
like
was 200 because the Elite was 300, and then
right.
The new one came out and the Elite dropped to 250.
The arcade
and
new,
the arcade I think dropped
pro
to 150.
Then?
The new arcades are 150.
They haven't made
Pro
in years, pro. Dude.
Okay.
Yeah, they dropped Pro a long time ago.
What's Pro? Was that the one?
Pro is the middle
one. That
one
came with the hard.
Came with
yeah,
the 20.
But it wasn't Elite.
That's what I got the first.
Yeah, I have a Pro then, because mine came with a hard drive. That's why I have a 20 gig. I need a bigger one.
Yeah.
I think the.
Well, we talked about this. Just get an external hard drive.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, you could.
I'd rather have it used. I don't want to, you know, just big hard drive to go with that.
Well, just put it somewhere else. Like, mine sits right next to my computer, so I can just stick it on.
I know, but I move it sometimes.
Well,
I take it places.
Well, then I just
get a USB or something. Well,
do what that guy did and just screw the hard drive into the side of the Xbox.
There you go. Man, this thing looks pretty sexy.
That'll look good.
I gotta admit, the new Xbox?
Yeah. I almost did that. I almost got a new one.
I'm really excited about Zumba Connect.
Zumba?
They have Zumba.
What is Zumba?
One of the Kinect games coming out is Zumba.
About Connectables?
No, Zumba.
Connectables?
No, you know the.
What
you know what Zumba is?
No.
It's like,
yes, we know what Zumba
what
is because we're very confused.
It's a workout. It's like a Tai Bo of our day. It's like a dance scene. It's got a Latin woman.
Do you want to borrow my DDR?
No, I don't. But it has Zumba.
Are you
fitness.
Sure?
I'm just kidding. I'm not excited about it at all.
And beside Brian's head right now is just realizing, oh shit, this isn't working. They don't think it's cool. I better do some PR. Alright, no, I'm just kidding.
I didn't
think
it
was
really
cool.
Excited about Zumba. It's just, I don't know, Kinect.
No one else was excited.
Kinect
about
had a lot more going for it.
I'm
looking at it.
When we didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now and it's like Sonic Race Rider or Free Rider and it just looks dumb.
Wow. The only thing I'd use it for is movies.
Yep.
Yeah, just so you can sit
stop.
Up. Just so you can sit on your couch. And you can
Xbox.
Talk.
Hey, listen to me.
Good night, Xbox. And it turns off. That would be... That's what it does, right? That's what the commercial said.
And then it goes, good night, Will Robinson.
Danger.
And then when it red rings, danger, danger, Will Robinson.
Number 5 is alive.
I can't do that.
What? It's not safe anymore.
Initiating.
The door. Your door's just slammed closed. You're not leaving this room. Oh God. Xbox. It's not the Xbox. This is Kinect.
You're taking over.
What is that? It becomes self-aware and becomes Skynet.
Oh God.
Skynet and Google put together.
They know. Well, if it's Google, they know better than to let John Sky Connor Google. Live. If it's Google, they know exactly where John Connor is. So that's what I don't get. I bet Google could have found it. Skynet's not that great. Where is John Connor?
Google Earth.
Google Earth.
Someone's blog say, yeah, I was with John Connor the other day. Over at this address.
This exact address.
We were hanging out in this abandoned warehouse on 5th Street.
There's a secret entrance to the basement.
Watch out for the mines, though.
They're Password weird. Is boobies.
John Connor's kind of a perv. His wife's pregnant. He can't get none.
This is true. That's totally not his kid.
We are laughing.
So, Terry, you checked out Battlefield 2 for me?
I did. Battlefield Bad Company 2.
You got it. Yep. So we'll be lolling on that tonight with Alex.
Who just bought it for himself.
Yeah, I just bought it.
And is in the middle of the single player.
He hasn't beaten the single player yet. And he should do that before we get on to play.
Yeah.
Because that'll at least get him familiar with the controls. Right. You know, That's what I'm saying. I did the same thing.
I actually didn't even get... Or I got the game, and I didn't play it until I beat number one. Because I don't like going into sequels without playing the first one.
Oh, I totally agree.
I did not.
That is funny.
I didn't have access to the first one, so I just said, fuck it.
I did have access, because I bought it at a buy two, get one free used thing sale.
That was a lot of words.
Yeah. So you bought the first Battlefield?
I bought it a long time ago. And I never played it until a year later when this came out.
You still have it?
I have it. I don't know where it is. Cause
shit,
it's
I was going to say, let me borrow it, dude.
And I guess his friend has been playing it, I guess. I don't know. Or played it. He doesn't have it, though. His friend has it. And I'm a little pissed about that.
Yeah, I'd be mad. The time my Zelda got sold.
I still have your Crackdown.
I'm ordering
it. I haven't actually played the first Crackdown.
We should probably do that first.
So can I play it?
Yeah, borrow it from Terry.
I will borrow your game via Terry.
Well, he has it.
I've just had it for 3 years. I don't want it anymore.
My Xbox broke about 6 months before I left on my mission.
I remember your Xbox, the one that you guys got on the way back from...
Yeah, from some random dude. I never paid Tyler.
Yeah, it had one of those...
Face
skin
plates.
Covers on it.
He had a faceplate and a skin cover.
Yeah, it was those black fiery skulls. It was totally badass.
It said "pwned" on it.
Did it?
Right.
I didn't see that.
You put in the USB, the USB controls.
Oh wow!
That little flap. It said "pwned."
I honestly think that's the reason it red-ringed.
Because of the
skin.
Part. Yeah, I think so too.
Because it's fucking a blanket over it the whole time.
I don't like where mine is now. I'm gonna move it somewhere else. Probably, I don't know where. I'm going to sit my giant TV on it.
That's smart.
Crush. It won't red ring. It'll just crush to death.
It'll just crush to death.
Come home, I'll have a little compact ball. I'll be like, oh, cool.
Look at
Xbox
your levels
portable.
Compared to mine and Terry's.
Is that bad?
I'm just saying, ours are much more mellow.
Well, I'm not mellow. Have I ever been known? I've been called many things, but never mellow.
I got to get more of those mics.
Is there a duck over there?
Damn duck.
I got them ducks flying around.
It's the news duck.
The news duck.
Now back to the news duck.
Now for the weather. How's the weather now?
Let's check. Give me some theme.
I'm looking out the window.
What kind of journalist are you?
He's going on to Google. All right. And Googling weather. You're 2 feet away from the window.
What kind of meteorologist are you?
Okay, you
have to go to some other website.
All right, fine. It's 86.
What's the weather like? Let me go check Google real quick.
It's 86 degrees.
Oh, shit. You put me on the spot.
How
did Google
you get this job? Why do we need
I sat by the damn window.
We can just go to Google right here.
Then he has to close his screen, pick up his keyboard.
He doesn't have to close anything.
I do have to pick up my keyboard.
He's alt tab.
I don't want to pick
tab,
up my keyboard.
Home button. Your home should be Google.
But you still got to type.
Is your home not Google?
Okay. There's a thing. No. It is on Firefox, yes. Of course. What the fuck?
Why is it not on Google for Chrome?
This is what's weird, right? This is what's weird. When I first opened Chrome, every single time when I open it up, it doesn't save tabs unless there's multiple.
Right.
But if I just close it all out and there's just one tab and I close it and I open it up and it's a fresh start, it always goes to Google.
Right.
Always. Perfectly fine with that. But there is no fucking home button here.
There's no home button.
Look up here.
There's a favorites button.
There is no
refresh,
home button. There's a back, forward, refresh, favorites. and then whatever this drop-down menu shit is, or I don't even know what that just
did. It searches it again.
Oh, yeah, it just goes to that page again.
What's the search?
Control current page, and then tools. Wow. There is no home button on here, and it's been irritating me, but every time I open this, it has one of those Opera things, and right here is Google, because I go to Google all the time. So, it's there.
You don't have iGoogle?
I do not.
I use iGoogle. That's my homepage, is iGoogle.
I used to, but it slows everything down.
Mm-hmm. On my, I tried it on my work computer, and it just takes forever and a day to load.
iGoogle?
You probably have slow internet.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
At home, I can do it.
Dude, no, business internet suck. Unless they do something specifically on the internet, it's terrible.
Clearwire.
Who has Clearwire?
Huh?
Who has Clearwire?
You.
No, I have Comcast. We just got a speed boost, too. I'm excited. Yeah, yesterday. My mom was like...
It's like a cocaine.
We have been Comcast customers for 5 years. We never get a break. And they're like, we can give you a speed boost for free. She's like, do it.
She's like talking like straight into the phone.
Do it. You son of a bitch.
5 years. Do it.
It's true, though. They don't give a shit, man. They hate their existing customers. They have all these sweet deals.
Comcast is pretty shitty towards their customers.
But like new people.
I've had it for a long time too.
But their internet's pretty quick though. I like it.
No, it is quick. It's good and everything like that. But anything other than that,
I hear a lot of people complaining about like not here though. Nobody here complains about Comcast.
I like
it.
We just did. No, I didn't.
Complains about like
their service,
but like their speed, their connection.
Their speed and connection. Yeah, no.
They're good.
They are.
For that.
They are. They're very good at it. But we only have so many internet providers here.
Right.
And our other choices, like AT&T and...
Clearwire.
Verizon.
Clearwire. Verizon's not bad.
And Clearwire, obviously. I mean, we said that multiple times.
There's, we're checking a sound right now, but go on.
What are you...
This is what happens when we give him a laptop. He looks up weird videos of
that was old the Super Smash Brothers.
It's the original
commercial.
Super Smash Brothers commercial.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's something,
that doesn't make sense at all.
There's something wrong in the happy-go-lucky world of Nintendo.
Oh, that was a great commercial. I saw that game in Game Pro, the magazine. The very first time I was like, what?
Yeah,
that's
I know,
it,
right?
Just, what? Is this April Fool's? Is this what's happening right now?
And that was the Wii one?
No, the 64 one.
That's the commercial for the 64?
Yeah, man.
Very first one.
Oh, that doesn't make sense
but
at
tell,
all.
Yeah, I will tell people myself.
You'll see.
YouTube original Smash Brothers commercial. Yeah. It's hilarious.
It is great.
I think they're seeing "So Happy Together," and then somebody trips somebody else.
Somebody trips and they all start fighting.
No, somebody trips somebody else and they all start beating the crap out of each other. Who trips
to? Great commercial, great game. Blew my mind when I first heard about it.
I know,
me too. Didn't believe it.
I know, I was like...
I was like, no, they can't do that. And then they did it, and it was amazing.
And it revolutionized what
it's Mario. He straight up trips Yoshi. Like, he does it with his other foot and kicks him right in the shin.
Why would Mario do that to Luigi?
To Yoshi.
Oh.
He hates Yoshi.
Sorry.
Have you ever played the game?
He punches him in the back of the head
and then he
eats shit.
I saw a picture.
Eat it.
I was serving the internet for eat
that spiky ball.
For demotivational quotes. My dad wants me to do a slideshow on demotivational quotes. But I found one that's like, traitor.
Yeah, where he's jumping off.
He's using Yoshi as that little extra boost to get up to the little mushroom that
Super
he has
Mario
to...
Mario World, we'll jump in the air.
I know what you're talking about.
Yoshi.
Like, you see Yoshi falling down and Mario's still, like,
Yoshi's
flying in the air.
Yoshi's like this.
It's like you
holding up
best.
His hand in the air.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think I have that one saved in my bookmarks. That was great. Says you traitorous swine.
Yeah, something like that.
That was good.
Man, I played many hours of Melee.
Yeah,
a lot of people have.
Love
it. I even did a lot over at your house.
Yeah, we played a lot.
Fun.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. I remember hating it just because I hate the GameCube controller.
That's
the only way to play.
I can't use the Wii.
I know.
I can't.
That's the only way.
Where's my damn
agree.
Buttons? Where's my C stick? How am I supposed to cheat?
Yeah, how do I charge this?
That's true. I agree,
the C stick, where if you get knocked away, use the C stick and it'll like push you in whatever direction you're doing. It'll slow you down.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to try that.
I think that's.
I think I still hold the record on Pino's box for like, or Pino's Wii that he had for like the most kills.
Wins.
He got rid of it. I think he gave it to his siblings. I haven't seen it at their apartment, but
probably got bored of it.
Probably. Yeah, that's the most, I don't know how Scott does it.
Our Wii fucking collects dust, dude.
It's such a boring thing.
Like, no, okay, we have seen it for, which is super fun.
I love seeing it
on any system is pretty fun. On the Wii, it's the worst.
Of course, seeing it on a DVD player is fantastic too.
Not really.
DVD players and DVD player games,
they're not interactive.
They're slow too.
Yeah, they're slow.
But it's the same thing, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but no, on the 360, it's a lot of fun because the remotes, they work really well. I still have my remotes, but I don't got the game anymore.
Remote.
I gotta go get the game. but we have it for the Wii, and you just use the Wiimotes. But the graphics are terrible.
Well,
like, even on a Scenic game.
Yeah.
You know?
What's that game? Oh, the new GoldenEye I was looking at? I wish I still had that tab open. It looks awful. Like,
it does look bad. It looks good in that it's GoldenEye, but...
Well, I mean, we all know that we owe a lot to GoldenEye.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. I wouldn't be playing Halo if it wasn't for GoldenEye's success.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man. It's the father.
Really?
I think so. I think it was the...
What segued you in from GoldenEye to Halo?
Well, no, like, I mean, Evolve. Like, it evolved from GoldenEye. GoldenEye was, like, the best...
It is a revolutionary...
It's, like, the father of first-person shooters. I don't know. Like, there were fun ones before, but...
I'd say first-person shooters for consoles.
Yeah, for consoles, because they kind of sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, there were, you know... Yeah. I loved it. There's always Duke Nukem.
For the 64 controller, because that kind of sucked.
Oh, God, that thing is awful.
You had to, like, stop and hold down the left button or something so you could aim freely.
Yeah.
Stupid.
But it was, I don't know, I loved that game.
64 controller in general was really weird.
I loved the Dreamcast control.
Dreamcast was good.
I loved the original.
The memory cards.
The original X. I used to take those to school. I still have them.
Yeah.
I still have a Dreamcast.
I still play it.
Still play some Phantasy Star, you know?
I don't think I have any games for it.
Feeling frisky?
Phantasy Star.
I want to get Power Stone 2. That was the best game.
They re-released both of them on PSP.
Really? Yeah, I have a PSP. I'm going to have to look into this.
I think they has online for it, so you can play online. That could be fun, right?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Too interesting.
What were we talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, but the original Xbox control will always be the most comfortable.
Oh,
the huge
because you have
I have huge,
have huge
I have
hands.
Fat hands so I, but on these little like well it's not as bad on the 360 but the little small ones they made for the original Xbox I kept hitting the damn pause button.
I only had those. I had one
and I'd always bring mine over
and you would have to bring yours because you couldn't play online.
I'd always hit the pause button.
I love the small ones.
I was playing with Scott's friend Philip and he has like really long fingers and he kept hitting I don't know how he pulled it off. He holds it really weird. He holds it like I think he shoots with like his ring fingers or something. But he kept hitting the middle button that takes you to the dashboard. We're playing online. I'm like, what the heck is the dashboard doing open?
You guys ever see those small controllers they made for GameCube?
Yeah.
They made tiny,
I have
tiny
one. I have one.
GameCube controllers.
I refuse to use it.
They're terrible.
Are they
pocket
size?
They fall apart.
They could be pocket size. If you have big pockets, they're like...
I have huge pockets.
Maybe the size of your mouse, and then they would have the little things coming out.
Yeah.
So you could hold it.
I have one, and they have like a little, they have one of those turbo buttons where you can like put in a combo and just press that button,
yeah,
and it never
yeah.
works. I've always tried to use that thing. It just
it's
never
works. It's a very like specific way of how you have to program them.
I read the instructions wrong.
Read them wrong.
You've read them.
You remember my control that I got for my birthday that blew air in your hands?
Yeah.
That thing was sweet until... Because
I was going to say it broke, didn't it?
Well, it was an off-brand, so it only lasts like a half a year.
I want to say Texas broke it.
Probably, yeah.
Didn't it like glow and change colors?
Mine glowed.
His glue, his Pelican.
Yeah.
Pelican one, yeah.
Oh, I love those Pelican.
I had a wireless Pelican one, too. That thing was sick.
Too bad third parties can't do wireless anymore.
Why?
Xbox won't let them. Or Microsoft won't let them.
Good.
Only Microsoft is allowed to make wireless 360 controllers.
Look at that. Power Stone collection.
Cool shit.
Which is a weird thing to like say no to.
Yeah. Like, I guess, because they want you to buy theirs.
They want you to buy theirs. They want you to buy money. Money, 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 man.
I understand that, but still.
I agree.
It doesn't matter.
But remember, at least they're not Apple.
Suck anyway.
This is true.
This is true.
If they were Apple, Matt, you'd have to pay for the joystick separate.
We'll give you the
port. We'll give you the port where you can put the analog stick, but not the
And
analog.
They'll be magnetic.
Yeah.
And they'll fall out every time you move them left or right. but imagine how easy it is to put it back in.
But you just can get apps for it.
Magnetic. And it comes with apps.
Look at that. $7.
And you can pay for more apps.
Yeah, but none of them are free. Ryan is just giggling.
You guys.
I just hate Apple. They screw everyone so bad.
I don't hate Apple. I hate Macs.
Yeah.
Apple does good gadgets.
Okay, that's fair. They have really good. I love my iTouch, I will admit.
Yeah.
It's very useful.
They make great gadgets, but not so much with Mac.
It sucks because Macs are what graphic designers use.
Yeah, there's no real reason for it. I mean, you could do just as good on a PC.
See, yeah, that's the thing. Like, people say, like, there's no... Yeah, because I do just fine using my PC. Right.
Yeah.
And so do you, know? Right.
Halo looks great.
What?
Halo looks great. They didn't make those on Apple.
Really?
Garrett fucking did it. Could you imagine sitting in the Microsoft office using Apple? Who's the CFO now, or the CEO now? Because I know it's not Bill Gates anymore.
Yeah, it's somebody else.
You just were mentioning Apple.
Yeah, but I'm talking about working in Microsoft.
Oh, yeah,
Bill Gates walks down and slaps you right in the face.
What are you doing?
What is this? And just throws it on the ground. That's my son's. Shoots it dead. Oh,
but
Bill.
Yeah, it's the big thing about Macs is that they're easy.
Yeah.
No, you don't want a hooker, though.
They're dirty. Their screens, their monitors, fucking top notch.
That's true. Vinny has a really nice monitor.
They're very good.
That's the thing. They're easy and simple. You just have
and they're very compact.
And then
you just have to sell your firstborn child to get it.
Yeah. This is true.
Every year.
Every six, you can't upgrade it.
Yeah, that's what
Well, you can upgrade little things.
Yeah,
like
you want more RAM.
You got it, buddy.
You can open the back of the thing up.
Yeah, it's like a fucking port.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I have my iTouch and I updated the thing, paid $5 for it, and they came out with a new update.
Right.
That because my iPod's so old, I can't get the 4 because I have a first gen.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not a big...
But they're making me pay for
Apple Mac hater. I like PC. I don't like Mac because you can't
right-click.
Upgrade.
That was my
you
original.
Can right-click.
You can
now.
You can do
that.
I hated that
so much.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Kind of like PlayStation.
But yeah, you can't. I like building computers.
Yeah.
And you can't do that with Mac because it all comes together and you have to buy this package and you can't upgrade it, so you have to buy a new one every year.
I have part of me believes that if you were to be able to, like, buy a Mac and you want to put it together, like, they have their own, like, do-it-yourself kits.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd buy a pre-put-together kit,
right,
and it would come to you in pieces, but 90% of it would be snap-on. Like, everything would
easy.
Snap-on. It'd be like instructions from IKEA, too.
I wonder if they have it set up so, like, you could, if you order online or something, you can, like, how a PC would be like...
You can kind of pick and choose. Yeah.
Okay.
There is no part of me that doubts that they don't do that. But I still think that it's a very limited choice.
Right.
You can either get this 2.8 gigahertz dual core, or you can get this 3 gigahertz dual core.
Woohoo!
And the 3 gigahertz is $800 more. For that 0.2 gigahertz boost.
Crackdown's
shouldn't hate on Mac so much.
What?
But
I won't.
We shouldn't hate on him so much, but we do.
We do.
I think we do out of mostly of inexperience.
Yeah, I would agree.
I've used it.
I've used them as well.
I have too, but I didn't take the time to learn. I just don't like. I don't want to.
I don't like how my hard drive, like your hard drive, is like straight on the desktop. Maybe they fixed that by now, but the old ones, like the hard drive, was just like right there.
The very limited gaming options.
Steam now.
Yeah, Steam has.
They finally got Steam.
That's gonna be interesting. Like, what games work for it already? Because they have Steam, but it's not like all games automatically work on Macs just because Steam is on it, you know?
Yeah.
I know Team Fortress is on there right now.
Yeah.
And I think.
I think Half-Life 2 and Counter-Strike.
Yeah,
I think the Source Engine.
And Portal would be there. They would have to bring Portal over to Mac.
Yeah.
Have to. Half-Life and Portal would have to go over because there's going to be sequels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Si. Me gusta. Wait. No me gusta.
No, me gusta.
Transformers got like an 8 ranking on Gamefly, just a little side note.
Gamefly is not really a good place to
look. Yeah, I know, I'm just saying, but like, at least they get some reviews because people are actually playing and returning, not like you go to GameStop and you buy the game.
Yeah.
Or Walmart, you don't bring it back and say, this game was shit, and Walmart's like, oh, put that on the website.
Oh, let me,
you know. 2 stars!
Let me fix that for
That's
you.
Very informative.
Yeah, it's a good game, though.
I'm just checking my queue to see what's next.
I'm actually looking forward to playing Bad Company.
I am too, so we're going to put that up after this, right?
Bad Company?
No, oh, sorry, Bad Company.
No, yeah, we'll do the Transformers thing right after this.
Yeah, we'll do that, and we're going to put a video up.
Well, it's going to take me a while to edit.
Yeah, yeah, well,
so it'll probably be up tomorrow.
Or not tomorrow.
So I almost forgot to tell Sarah I was coming here, and I was, well, I mean, not like she would have cared, but I was like, I'm going to Dwight's, you know, just so you know. She's like, oh, I know. I saw this Facebook post. And then she's like, but if you wouldn't have told me, you would have been so much trouble.
Sarah?
Yeah, she was joking. She doesn't care.
I was about to say, she better be joking. It sounds like she was joking. I was like, that sounds like something Sarah would joke about. But if she has changed since the last time I saw her, tiss tiss.
No, she hasn't changed.
You.
Well, I mean, she's grown up. Probably, I don't know when the last time you saw her.
She's grown up, Sarah. Well, I saw her not... Well, it wasn't too long ago. She came over to my house when Pina was over.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen her.
I'm sure you have.
You've seen her in high school.
I guarantee you saw her. I dated her 3 times in high school. The odds are good. Don't give me that look. Don't look at me in that tone of voice, Terry. I don't need it from you.
Terry's yelling at him with his eyes.
I'm screaming.
I got enough at home. Honestly, I got home. Was it Monday? And I got yelled at for breathing.
Breathing?
I get home.
Not breathing.
I was like, hi, Mom, who are you talking to? I'm talking to your father. She starts yelling at me. I'm like, bye, Mom. And I just like, went upstairs and sat in my room. She was just mad. I don't know what.
I thought you lived in the downstairs one.
No, I wanted to. But I'm actually glad I have the upstairs one.
Why?
Because I don't have to have people going in and out by my room at 6 in the morning.
Oh, I guess that's true. Which one do you have upstairs?
Same one.
Oh, yeah?
I just have
a corner?
Huge bed. Yeah.
I hate being upstairs in the summer. Because that's where it gets hot.
Yeah, especially in my room, because I got my TV and my Xbox
TV,
and my computer
Xbox,
going.
Computer, all that going at the same time.
It's
my
the same
room
thing
is
for
like this
sometimes.
Size.
I can't get my S video.
It gets all right. Decent.
I have a question. Which one looks better, S video or the VGA? Because for now, mine looks better VGA.
They're both shitty.
They are.
They're both the same thing. They're both analog.
See, but the S video just looks god awful on my TV. And the VGA is pretty clear.
If I had to choose between the two, I'd go VGA. But you got to get yourself on a digital output, dude.
I do. But I don't know. I don't know if my computer can handle that. We'll have to take a look.
Oh, your computer.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? My Xbox, I got HDMI.
I don't know.
Using S video for my Xbox.
I did have the VGA when I had
that
monitor.
HD graphics.
It's like me and Terry when we were in Best Buy earlier. We were walking through the aisles looking for microphones, and we went by. Yes, that one was not at Best Buy.
That
does it still smell like ginger?
Still smells like ginger.
Our new microphone smells like ginger.
What's that?
That would be Ryan sniffing the mic very
smells
vigorously.
Like ginger.
Anyways, we walked by the Wii aisle, and then I look over and I see these component. I think they're component, not composite. I think composite's the yellow, red, and white. Component HD cables for the Wii.
Why? So you can see how terrible it is?
Yeah, because
yes.
You
no,
need
that,
HD cables. It's there. Look it up. You'll see it. Not lying. Fuck you.
It was amazing.
Wow, it's 1080. It's one of the first things that comes up. VHD cable. As Dwight would say, well, shit the bed.
Shit the
people
baby.
Actually buy that stuff.
God, why? Like, I want to see like what it looks like.
This will make my graphics better.
<It's> like,
that's why it's been looking like shit.
I don't have the HD.
What would you
game?
Do if, what
I'm a dummy.
What would you do if we plug it in? It just looked like amazing. Just like,
we just didn't know.
We just didn't know. Like, not something Nintendo put out. They wanted to stay with that simple, you know, look. And then you put it in, and Wii Sports is like this guy, buff,
yeah.
Six pack. He's like, hi, I'm your avatar.
I'm your avatar.
I'm you.
Your avatars now have limbs.
I know.
They can talk to you now, apparently.
I'm the you you wish you could be.
Yeah.
I'm everything you're not in every possible way.
You're like the Old Spice guy.
Yeah.
The black guy that just makes weird videos about how awesome he is.
I like the LL Cool J one. when it's like, I didn't know, I wasn't always this way, and it like flashes back when he's a kid. These girls like, hey, LL. He's like, ah! I think it is.
Oh, it's something like that, yeah, I guess.
He's like screaming the other way.
That's funny.
So, is there anything else we want to talk about?
No.
We're at 50 minutes.
Well, we gotta go 10 more minutes.
Beer Olympics. Go.
Beer Olympics, that's true. We have not talked about that.
I wasn't there.
Hey, you were not there. You were invited.
I better be. I sponsor the shit.
Yeah, I told you to your face that you were invited. You were the only person that got a face-to-face invitation. Robert never got a hold of me or never got back to me that day. I texted and called him and he didn't get back to me, so that unfortunately we did not have a video of it.
You should have told me.
I tried and
you weren't there either.
You weren't there either. So all the people that I was hoping would bring a camera, they did not. We have a few pictures. Me and Owie made sweet pictures. Shirts. For,
sweet shirts.
Yeah, Ryan, have you seen it?
No. Staff.
And then on the back.
Come on, Dwight.
I'm working on it.
Lachman. Oops. 2010 beer Olympics.
Olympics.
It definitely says Olympics the correct way. But yeah, we made shirts, and unfortunately. Huh?
Too bad they weren't striped.
Yeah.
It should have been that ugly yellow color, like when the water slides were open, the staff wore it.
Oh, yeah.
the water slides.
Unfortunately, when we split the group, or the everybody into two teams, or two groups rather, not teams, Allie was stuck with the fraternity brothers.
Isn't that a good thing?
No.
No.
Don't they drink every day?
That's the reason why it was bad, because they are super loud and they do not listen at all.
That's why I didn't want to live in the dorms, even at BYU, because then I don't get that moment of silence.
Yeah, but, I thought it was a good idea at first, originally, because I put her with Chris. The microphone's not a pillow. And so, I figured, you know, her and her boyfriend should be able to control Chris's fraternity brothers. And I was wrong, and she ended up just quitting halfway through. And Chris took over, and none of them won. Actually, no, one of them. I don't think it was a fraternity brother,
no,
but
it was another guy.
I think it was just a friend. And my side did pretty well. You were on my side.
Bronze and Derp got silver, right?
Yeah.
It's not gold.
No, the other guy got gold. Which he actually shouldn't have been battling for gold, but Chris wanted him too, so whatever. That's okay. It doesn't matter. It was all fun.
Yeah.
But people in my group, you guys had fun, right?
Yeah.
It was a fun time. The games were a lot of fun to play.
Drinks were had.
I bet. I'm kind of sad. I missed it.
I like drug dealers.
So if I have a little kickback, even in San Jose, I know it's in San Jose, but for my birthday, will you at least come to that?
No.
Maybe. I don't know. San Jose sucks.
I'll drive you.
That may be a... That makes it a little bit
of course,
more.
I have a nice...
That's the only thing I...
Of course, you'd have to still sleep on the floor. I still have a nice queen pillow top that I sleep with.
Sleep with a girl.
Ew, girl.
In quotes. Girl.
Sarah's going to cut
We
you.
Don't know that for sure.
Sarah doesn't listen to the podcast. Sarah, if you listen to the podcast, you message me on MySpace about how angry you are right now.
And you can't tell
MySpace?
Do not. I said Facebook.
You said
Did I say MySpace?
You did.
Message me on my MySpace that I don't know my password to anymore.
Well, before we start, I tried to look at my MySpace. It's gone.
Oh, okay. Well, no. Do it on Facebook. Okay. Because I know that.
So can we talk about this awkward
don't
moment?
Don't tell her, though.
I won't.
At all.
I won't.
Don't even... Tell
Don't even tell
eyes.
Her. Yeah, with your eyes. I was about to say that. Dwight wants me to message him on Facebook.
Focus. Dwight wanted me to message him on MySpace. No, Facebook. Yes, Facebook. Okay. Can I talk about my awkward moment? I'm sure a lot of people have heard of it by now, but it still cracks me up.
Yes.
Sure.
All right.
Proceed.
So I don't like soccer for many various reasons, but this is a funny thing. It was a little pick. You want to put the quote or the? Do you want to put the link in there? I'll give it to you after.
Yeah.
And it's Nigeria versus Germany. And the score says, on one side. N-I-G, and then there's the score. G-E-R. Very awkward for Germany. Nigger. That's what it says. I'm just reading. No,
yeah, I know.
No,
I just,
don't.
I'm just reading.
No, it doesn't count. I'm just reading.
Yeah, so there's two teams up on the scoreboard put out.
Yeah, we're Nigeria, Niger, and Germany. I was discussing, like, in my wedding, who would have my best man. I was like, maybe I'll make it Terrence. And Sarah was like, why? I was like, well, that way, when people are like, man, you're racist, I could be like, no. My best man was black. That's the only reason I'd have him there.
He wouldn't be invited otherwise.
Where is Terrence?
Hungary.
He's in Hungary?
No, he's just hungry. No, he's in Hungary. He's doing some dance schools for underprivileged people that have never heard of dance or something.
In Hungary?
Have you heard of dance? What?
What's dance?
This.
Jazz hands.
Let me show you.
Why are you looking at your person?
I don't know.
I'm assuming that's your person, because I would hope that you weren't looking at some random person.
He looks cool.
I like his coat. Why
aren't we friends?
Because you just made it and you didn't tell me that you had lives.
I tried to find you.
My name's Potato Orgy.
I know, but I still...
You could have put it yourself. It's not a hard thing to
I couldn't remember if it was Potato Orgy two words or potato, and then you put the orgy off the O, or do you put two O's?
I do put it two O's.
See, that's where I went terribly
because
wrong.
Because it's spelt correctly.
Potato Orgy.
I just started yelling at people, like when they go potato orgy. It's patorgy. Learn hacks typing. I am seriously pissed that my voice doesn't get captured by my thing.
What thing?
My recording device. That's safe.
Well, you need to just put a mic out here when you're playing.
I could do that, but then like my voice would sound like super awesome over all the other people's.
That's fine.
Put a distortion on.
Yeah, or you can mess with it.
I was going to say, I guess I could make it sound like I'm in a helmet.
You could always lower it.
What?
Like lower the sound?
No.
That's impossible.
Oh.
It can't be done.
That's why I put you across the room, because you're so loud. I don't know how to adjust volume. How are you? You look like a blowfish.
I think I have to poop.
You should have. Done that earlier.
Smoke.
I'm pretty sure that got picked up. But no, don't smoke. It's bad for you.
Patoogie.
Kill everyone.
So we're gonna do our first 10-minute impressions.
The impressions of the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I don't know what I'm gonna call it. Yeah.
I want to be highly involved in this.
But is that what it is? Just the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
First spliced 10 minutes. We're not going to like first 10 minutes of. Oh, this is the dashboard. This is the in between.
Well, no, he wasn't saying that. Like the intro videos and stuff takes a long time sometimes.
Yeah, it's the first 10 minutes of gameplay. Right. I'm learning to get the game.
Right.
I'll take off the intro videos of them.
Yeah,
it'll take forever.
Well, I don't know if they're good. Leave them on. Why not?
They're usually long.
Yeah, that's what she said.
That would be cool. But it would not work for RPGs like Tales.
Did you ever see the Phantasy Star they remade for the Xbox and the PlayStation?
Yeah.
You don't play for the first 30 minutes. You move. You go down a hallway and it's another video. I'm like, I just want to fight.
Oh, the universe.
Oh, yeah, the universe.
Phantasy Star Universe.
It was terrible.
I hated that one so much.
I love the one for PlayStation. For game. What do you call that thing?
GameCube.
No, the other one.
Dreamcast.
Gamecast.
That PlayStation cast.
Does anybody, when they were kids, like talk about all the companies getting together and making an Uber? Do you remember the Uber system? Nintendo, Microsoft, and Sony.
Back then, I wanted it so bad, and now I understand that would not work.
They would just Monopoly. They would just fight,
and then we get shitty games all the time because they're the only ones out there.
We wouldn't get shitty games; they would just cost $300.
We would get shitty games because they're the only ones making games. So it's like we don't even have to try anymore. You're gonna buy it. Because that's all that's
Then Apple would jump in there and be like, ha! No, they wouldn't involve Nintendo. It would just be Microsoft and Sony, so we'd still have shitty games.
Because
we'd have the Wii shitty games and then the Uber system.
No. See, it would have the graphics of the PS3 and the 360, but it would have the shitty controls of the Wii. Like, you'd have to point at the screen where you want to shoot and move.
The Wii Station 360.
Wii Station 360.
Cast.
And Sega's going to jump in.
Sega's like, I'm
out of nowhere.
That's why it's going to fail. We'll be okay because Sega's going to get involved and it's just going to crash like everything else.
And then they're going to get bought out.
Yeah, it's going to be too far ahead of their time again. That's what was wrong with the Dreamcast. Internet? What? Internet? You can play
whatever happened to...
You can play CDs?
Well, I guess that was Saturn. Or Sega. Sega Saturn.
Sega Saturn was a disaster.
It was. Well, because it was ahead of its time. CDs? Like, what the fuck?
It was that, and because it was the way when it came out, like, it was supposed to come out, like, September, so, like, and they put it out early, and there was no games for it yet, and they put it out.
There was one game, and it was that three-letter name. It was Night or something like that. You played as a purple thing with, like, knights.
Yeah.
I guess it was more.
There wasn't enough games out when it came out, and I guess there was something wrong with the marketing.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah, it was a
terrible disaster.
It's because of the timing when it came out. But I think PlayStation was around then. So it wasn't like
PlayStation enough. Came out a little sooner, a little after.
Yeah, a little after, because Sega came out with the first CD. Sega had the first CDs out, I think, in a gaming set. But then, the Game Gear, backlight, color.
Game Gear was ahead of its time.
Game Gear was years, but it was so big and it cost you six double A's an hour.
Yeah, exactly. It was a battery shotgun.
But, I mean, I had the...
That was a good...
Because you're just like...
The battery's dead.
Do the sound. Terry, where's your gun?
I need a little battery.
Oh, yeah. You just put the batteries in, do it. I wasn't enthusiastic.
I can't do it loud because it's right next to them.
Yeah, but it was awesome. I loved the game. The game here.
Battery.
You could play it at night. Well, no, you had the little. You get the wall adapter.
You could.
No, and I got it.
I just played it in my bed.
I got it. Used a bandolier strap, but each one's a battery pack.
Like a three pack.
Like it's not the four double A's, but it's like the pre-made like one plastic piece, but it has the contacts on it, so you could just like. And there's a release button on the back, so it drops like a clip, and then you just throw it right back in.
If I find my Game Gear, we're going to do this.
That sounds like a great idea.
I know it's somewhere in the house.
You get like 2 minutes of gameplay, and you need a new one. You see steam coming.
You got to have like a backup. You got to have a backup thing while you're changing that you just plug in the top.
Like the thing is probably just not built well enough to be played that long, so it probably would smoke and stuff like that. It gets super hot.
No, you need the little belt of bullets, and you put it inside, and it goes.
So it's just like a gun of bullets or batteries.
You'd have to have two, though, because the game goes right in the middle.
Two sides.
Just draining batteries into it.
Your mom or your friend walks into your room, there's just batteries littered everywhere. Like, what happened here? It was a disaster. There was a battle.
I was playing Power Rangers.
The music from the Hitman that you're listening to. It's just playing. You're on your knees.
You're playing your Game Gear and just batteries are falling out. No! Like you can see, like your ammo strip, your battery strip is running low. And you're just like, no! Trying to run to a save point.
Some guy walks in, hits you in the face with a Game Boy.
Reloading. Cover me.
God, the Game Boy was so far behind the Dreamcast.
It was, and the Game Boy Advance came out. It's like, oh, it's amazing.
It has a backlight and color.
The first one didn't even have a backlight. It just had color.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Oh, that's true. Well, no, the Game Boy Color just had.
No, the Game Boy Advance.
Oh, that's true. It was just
and then the SP came out and it had a backlight.
SP was the big one.
SP was the big, and it flipped closed like a.
I thought
it was very uncomfortable to play.
It was.
The Advanced was amazingly. Like, it fit perfect in your hand. I wish mine didn't get stolen.
I like my Game Boy.
Damn you, Strunion. I still have a color.
So do I. I have the Pokemon Edition one.
I have a purple
it's
one.
It's in its own Pokemon Edition carrying case as well.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Cool. I still have my green. I still have my green.
I just can't throw it away, dude.
You should keep it.
I can't.
I wonder how much I can sell my green one for.
We have a.
Like the big.
Pikachu SP at the store.
Why?
On hold for loot.
Oh, okay.
Because he's a game collector.
Alright, so let me tell you about my huge confusion when the Game Boy Color came out. Do you remember the commercials for the colored Game Boys?
Yeah.
Game Boy in color!
What?
And then the Game Boy Color came out, and I was like, they already did this. And then it was like, in color, and I was like, oh.
That makes sense.
Because I have a green one. I had a green and a gray and a red.
Green looked badass.
Dude, I had the green one. It's sick.
I had a red one. I had the red slim one.
Because Sean got a
Game Boy Pocket.
The Game Boy Pocket, yeah. The Game Boy Pocket was the shit, but not color.
Not color.
But the color was the same size. Just had a bigger ass.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Hope. Smack
the mic. Yeah, you do that a lot.
I've done it twice in the cast.
That's a lot. So far, you're 100%. Shit, I missed.
His KD is 2.6.
My KD is 2.32.
Alright, you wanna end this shit?
No. But we're gonna.
Is there anything else you guys wanna talk about? Before we leave forever? You want to, this is not notes.
Let's talk about kitten mittens.
Alright, let's go.
Are you tired of your cat making terrible
noise?
Is he keeping you up all night?
You need kitten mittens.
Let's play our 10 minute impression.
Okay. So we're going to go do that. Look forward to the video for the on the next podcast, whenever that will be.
We're putting on the same site?
Well, I'll talk about it and I'll throw it up there so people can see.
Alright, yeah. Alright.
So, all right then. Well,
Godspeed.
Yep. To live long and prosper.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Really.
Not really. It's not gonna rain. It's summertime.
No, I'm just kidding.
Have you checked your IP address? Terry, you want this dog?
Yes, your question.
No, I do not.
He does not want that dog.
Good night, Vietnam.
I was just letting you go through all these.
Just end the class.
Good night.
All right, see you guys.
Hasta luego.
Stay classy, San Diego. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
This is episode.
You're trying me, right?
Yeah. I was talking to Terry. Okay. Oh, hey, Ryan's here.